Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. I misspoke. Dallas Braden is joining us at 3:30. Mystery guest coming up at 4 o'clock. So we open up the phone lines at 617-779-7937, and we ask you the question, Major League Baseball, are the owners at fault? Are the players at fault? And are you getting to the point, because Lou's pissed off. I mean, he's angry today, and you can understand it because it's been his life. He's a former baseball player, and he's looking at it saying, here's my game, and what the bleep are they doing with it? I think, and I read Bradford today, Bradford's talking about, he thinks apathy is setting in right now. And I hate to agree with Bradfo, but I think he's right. And this is so bad for the game.
No, listen, I admit it's bad for the game. I think what I'm most angry about is how one-sided this has become. That's all. How one-sided it's become. You know, and the anger that people have towards players. And it really is. It's always baseball, you know, the overpaid baseball players. You know, nobody bitches that Steph's making $45 million. Curry, you know, or like nobody else, other sport bitches about money, but the fans, for some reason, it's baseball, and it is all about the players, and there's just nothing directed towards ownership. There's nothing, you know, directed towards, you know, these guys and what, you know, like even like I said before, the Oakland A's not wanting to spend $1.2 million to take care of all their minor leaguers. $400 a week, $1,600 a month, which, by the way, is more than some of them actually make. For 5 months, they have $8,000 salary for 5 months.
Yep.
And they're just like, you know what? No. But hey, next spring training, I want you guys to come in here ready to go because you're our future. Go screw.
Okay. I get it. As an ex-player, I understand the side you're taking. And I think
Glenn, can you keep throwing this as an ex-player?
Well, you are.
Like, you don't listen. You're very successful. You've worked a long period of time. And you're an employee. Like, the same situation applies to you. Why do you keep saying, oh, you're an ex-player? I don't think you have to be an ex-player.
You just need to
understand. You have to be an employee corporation.
So what you're finding out there is that the fans are siding right now with the owners. And I don't think they're crazy about the owners. It's mainly they're siding against the players because in the fans' world right now, with COVID-19 – and a pandemic out there, they have to adhere to whatever their boss's demands are. If they were working in a restaurant and the restaurant had to close down, or they were working in a barbershop and they had to close down, or any other business they had to close down, they had no choice. They understand that you had to listen to what the ownership with the bosses were saying. Unfortunately, that's the way the world works. And so they're relating on that respect with the players. But they're saying, based on what we're dealing with, we're all taking cuts in pay. We're all getting furloughed. We're all getting unemployed. We're all in the street because our business is closed right now. And who knows if it'll ever open because we may never be able to have the financial means to open it up again. So they're sitting there going, players, they're offering you money. Go take it. Go work. Go play the 82 games. Go and do it and worry about it next year. That's why they're siding with the players, guys, because they identify with the players and they can't go and tell their bosses, shove it up your ass. I'm not coming to work today. You're not furloughing me. You're not cutting me. You're not making me go to unemployment. That's why they relate with those guys.
Oh, man. You'd be a great union leader.
See, you hear that guy.
Hear him right there. I was kind of like, okay.
Like Sally Field?
Okay, okay. I hear you. All right. Where should I vote? Where should I vote?
The question is, let's go a couple of these phone calls. And then
go ahead.
We got a Gary Tangway rant last night that I watched it live, and I actually was concerned. I wanted to send medics. I wanted to send medics over to NBC Sports Boston because I was afraid the Tangway was going to explode on the set with Joe Haggerty. This is Mike in Dartmouth. Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Good, Mike.
Yeah, the stuff with baseball and everybody's personal perspective is where you get your perspective from. Mine is that I've had a hip surgery delayed 3 times because of COVID and selective
Speaking
surgery.
Speaking my language, brother.
Yeah, wait. But Sale can go ahead and get his surgery because he's rich. I'm old enough to know how it works. I get it. I'm tired, Lou. I'm tired of listening to your brethren cry mouth all the time. You're an employee. You have no right to ask to see the books. I'm so tired of baseball, man. Y'all can... I don't care if he ever comes back. The Sale thing is what really kicked it off for me right from the beginning.
Well, where'd you try to have your surgery?
It doesn't
matter. In Massachusetts?
Surgery.
So they refused to do it?
Right. He canceled 3 times.
Well, I'm just saying he went to California where they were doing it.
They weren't doing
it. Yeah, good for him.
They were doing it.
The whole thing about the mask, I'm just tired of the crybaby. And as an employee, you have no right to ask the owners of anything to say, I want to see your book.
That's not true.
I want to see your book. Go in any other industry.
No,
say,
hold on.
You hire
NHL? Not true. NHL, NBA, now they've agreed to it. They have a cap. And that's part of it. If the owners, you want my books, we'll have a salary cap.
That's fair, though. If we're going to have a cap.
If you couldn't throw a little white ball, Lou, what would they be doing?
Ooh, jeez.
Mike, honestly, there's 750 people in the world that can do what they do. Stop comparing yourself to them.
Wow. He played Little League, Lou.
What are you going to compare them to?
The greatest athletes in the world who play a sport, okay?
Oh, all right. They can do something good. I can do something good, too. It
well,
just ain't
the industry that you do something good at
pissed off that he's going to get his $35 million.
Is not a $10.7 billion industry. And you're not the reason
good
why it's a $10.7 billion industry.
It ain't going to be if nobody gives a crap. You don't think people are tired of listening to it? I used to love sports. I mean, just live for it. You know what? I don't give a crap anymore.
All right. I don't think Mike's alone, and I would be very worried if I were Major League Baseball about this thing becoming so ugly, and it's already getting ugly, that you turn the public off and you say, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be worried about that. They can't afford to miss the season, Lou, and I'm fearful
no,
they're going
would,
to miss
I would
the
agree.
Season.
Did that guy mention the owners once?
No, but
other than they have the right not to show them the books?
I think I've already given
the
reason
claiming,
why people...
But they're the ones claiming, this is how much I'm going to lose. So if you're going to claim it, and you're already caught in lies about the figures you've released, shouldn't you prove it?
Lou, it's not because fans don't want to go at owners. They go with John Henry. He's won four
World Series
championships.
I haven't heard too many of them go after the owners.
They go with John Henry on a regular basis in this town. They're not afraid of going after owners. In this case, they're looking at it saying to the players, I'm already lost my job. I'm already out in the street. Shut up. Go to work. Take what you can get. We're dealing with something that's totally different than anything we've ever dealt with before. Sean's in Springfield here on EEI. Sean.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Sean.
What's up?
All right, so I can see both sides of it. You know, I see the owner side. I see the player side. You know, they don't want to play if they're not getting a full amount of money. The owners don't want to dish out the money. I think they should take the time off and maybe just restructure the league. Cut it in half. They got to compete with the NBA. The NBA is going to switch from Christmas to August.
They already cut it in half, Sean, right?
Yeah, but you got to cut it. You got to cut it again. You got
to 40
compete
games?
With the NFL. You get something. NFL, I sit there. And
you're going to play 40 games in Major League Baseball?
So you should play, what, 16 regular season games?
No. You got 40 regular season, then you go to the playoffs.
Oh, my God. Then the players aren't going to like that. Because that
Neither
means they're
the
going to get a quarter of their pay. 25% of their pay.
You got to do something to compete with the other sports. NBA, NFL, these guys are...
Okay. All right, well, you're talking about a separate issue. The issues that Major League Baseball has with the demographics and everything else, that's a separate issue. Rich is in a car here on OMF. Hi, Rich.
Hi, how are you?
What's up?
So, well, it's my understanding, and you guys will tell me if I'm wrong, that there are no contract in Major League Baseball has an attendance figure attached to it, that if so many people show up, you get X, and if so many more people show up, you get X plus one. Is that accurate?
Say that again?
So no. There's no attendance figures attached to anybody's contract?
No.
And so if more people show, if all of a sudden the California Angels go to a World Series and they have 3 million people, only the owners make all the money, none of the players make any additional money.
That would be correct.
But if there's nobody in the stands, then the players have to take the hit because there's nobody in the stands.
Now we're starting to get to it. Go ahead, yes.
Because the business model was built on fans being at the games. So before this happened, before the pandemic happened here, Rich, did anybody look at it and say, we take the fans out of the games, we're still good? I mean, this is totally different. This is something that has come out of nowhere.
Right.
And I'm not sure we should have done the way we handled it, but now that they've handled it by shutting down the economy, it changes everything. And by the way, the Players Association was not totally honest when they originally signed that deal in March, because we later found a email back and forth with the union in which the owners did talk about the possibility of not having fans and it being adjusted. So both sides are playing games here.
Right. But I guess the point is there's no attendance clause in anybody's contract.
No.
And if they make more money, that's not shared, but now that there's going to be less, that's going to, I mean,
yes.
What other worker?
Well, the business model has changed. Every worker. You're a restaurant worker, Rich, and your restaurant is closed down because the government forced you to close down. That's what happened. The government forced them to close down. So the restaurants are closed down, and you're a wait staff, okay? Well, it's not your responsibility. They don't have any clause about who goes into the restaurant or not. So should that restaurant worker still get paid?
What if I'm an iron worker and we've just been shut down and now we're going to go back and we're going to restart business again?
Are you paying attention? We have 40 million people unemployed.
Right.
Are you watching what's going on every week?
These people are not unemployed. They're working. So if I'm an iron worker and I go back to work,
they're not working. Baseball's not working. The government shut them down. Would not allow them. A national emergency.
When they go back to
work. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. I mean.
Now you know how I feel when I talk to you. Just saying. It's frustrating, isn't it? You want to throw your headphones. You want to, punch the mic.
I make sense to you. The problem is you, half the time, don't make sense. And now I'm finding out what it is. You got a fixation with the candy. By the way, later on, I got to talk about your movie, The Wrong Missy. I did watch it last night.
What is it?
The Wrong Missy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I would say this, Lou. I made the wrong decision last night to devote 90 minutes to The Wrong Missy. But we'll get to it a little bit later. Did you watch it
with your son?
I did not. He was actually doing something.
That's where you messed up.
Nah, I'm not sure he would have appreciated it either. We'll get to it a little bit later on. Dallas Braden, as I said, coming up at 3:30. Gary Tanguay said something that I was startled watching the TV. And I know it's Tanguay. You're normally startled when he says something. But last night, it was way out there. We get to it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
When appropriate, we will move to phase four, in which our participating clubs will report to their respective hub cities and we will resume play. Obviously, we anticipate playing over the summer and into the early fall. At this time, we are not fixing dates because the schedule of our return to play will be determined both by developing circumstances and the needs of our players.
All right, so there you go. That's Gary Bettman. We talked about this yesterday. His 4:30 little one-hour TV show yesterday. And he announced 24 teams. Are they going to play two different hubs? We don't know what the two different cities are, but they whittled it down. They started with 10 cities or whatever. And so last night, I'm turning on NBC Sports Boston after we get done with our show. And Joe Haggerty is on there, obviously their hockey guy, and Joe's going to talk about the NHL, and apparently they're going to talk about the comparison of the NBA and the NHL and how they're doing it. And next thing I know, Tangway just lost it. And it was comparing the difference of hockey and the way that they're doing it, 24 teams, two different cities, versus the all in the bubble, versus the NBA, which is doing it maybe with 16 teams, but more likely with 30, and doing it in one hub. And here's what happened.
Oh. They have to get two cities to host two different, you know, east, west, get one location, cut it down to 16 teams, maybe cut it down to, you know, 10 teams, keep it simple, do it like that. The fact that two-thirds of the teams are in the playoffs for the NHL is ridiculous.
Yeah, but Gary,
it's stupid. It's Gary, not going to happen. Some player's going to get sick.
Let me finish.
I don't know, because once you start talking, man, the horse has left the barn. Yeah. I don't know why Donald Fair accepted this deal. There is too many players in the NHL for this to work. I fear for an NHL player's life. Some guy's going to get sick. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a death. The NHL is ridiculous.
All right, then don't have any sports, Gary. Why are we even talking about it then if you're going to bring that into it? You can make this argument for any sport. Either we're doing sports or we're not doing sports. Make up your mind.
Joe, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard come out of
your mouth. Either we're doing sports or we're not, Gary.
People are going to die?
So, yeah, that's Karen Tangway. That was Karen last night.
But you said he's fine. Yeah, you said he's fine with what the NBA is doing because they're going to one place.
Yes.
So the NBA, NHL is thinking about going to two places, yep, and people are going to die.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a death.
See, that is the ultimate hyperbole take right there.
Yes, somebody's
going to die. People are going to die. Oh,
I fear for an NHL player's life.
Yeah, it's like, what happens? Somebody's going to catch it. Somebody's going to get the coronavirus. It's 100% going to happen. Now, whether somebody dies or not, I have no clue. I hope to hell it doesn't happen.
And your kids die, too.
Somebody's going to die. So is that what – is Gary full-on 100% Ken Laird?
And the crazy thing is the NBA is still contemplating having all 30 teams show up, Gary. So because the very next segment, Gary's sitting there talking about how the NBA is doing it in a safe, secure manner, and they're doing it so well. And I'm sitting there going, how? How is it any different than what the NHL is doing?
I don't know, because once you start talking, man, the horse has left the barn.
He just lost it. So the NBA, nobody's going to die. Because they're doing it the right way, but somebody's going to die in the NHL the way they're doing it.
Good God.
Oh, yeah, it was wild.
It was
some guy's going to get sick. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a death. The NHL is ridiculous.
Good God,
and
Gary.
You guys tell me. I can't figure out what the difference is. 24 teams versus 16, and the NBA is still not set on the 16. We don't even know that yet. Or is it the two different cities versus one? Does that really make it a difference?
What is the difference? Two cities.
I think
or one
you can
city?
Manage like, you it know, better, Lou, if you're doing it in two different cities because you have half the number of people.
I hate to ask him what he thinks about baseball. Everybody playing in their own park.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
A bunch of different
a lot
cities.
Of people.
I wouldn't
die.
Be surprised if there's a death.
Well, there'll be lots of deaths in Major League Baseball. They'll be dying left and right.
There'll be some cases. You know, we're talking about that like the Bruins kind of got screwed in this whole thing, right?
Yes.
Because they should be the number one seed. And now they got to fight for it. And who the hell knows? It's a 3-game series. It could toss up. And they had an 8-point lead. And they're getting screwed in this whole thing. However, when you think about it, like, they were getting screwed probably even more in the regular format, weren't they? Because they're going to play a wild card team, and then they get Tampa in the second round.
Yeah, I never liked the original format. You're right. They get the winner of Tampa Bay or Toronto, the second and third team in the division.
I mean, the way Tampa
the Atlantic
was
division.
Playing, you know, they got hot there for a while again. They kind of creep back up. But Aren't they still the second best team in the Eastern Conference? I mean, you could argue. I know those other teams. But still, we know Tampa's a good team. So rather than avoid them in the second round, maybe you get them in the Eastern Conference Finals now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the biggest discrepancy is adding teams and going to 24 teams. Because we know in hockey, you could have the 23rd or 24th team. Go back and look at St. Louis last year. St. Louis was the worst team in the league in January. They ended up winning the cup. So you could get a team that could get hot. You know, Carey Price could get hot for Montreal, let's say, and Montreal could go on and win the whole damn thing. How is that fair? Chicago is in seventh place in their division, and they're in the playoffs now? They're in last place in their division, 17 Central Division, and they could win it? I mean, that makes no sense, but you're right. If you look at it, the Bruins would get a Columbus or Carolina in the first round, and then in the second round under the old format, they would get Tampa Bay or Toronto. I don't even know who they get in this one.
I've changed my opinion on that, too.
Whatever, so. Philly or Washington, but still, who knows?
I just think it makes no sense that you wipe out what a team has done all season long with 70 games. I would have been fine with you play the three games, and what you get out of it is, because we pointed it out yesterday, there could be a couple teams that could flip-flop in position, and so you could flip-flop your seeding in those three games by picking up 6 points and another team getting, let's say, 2 or 4 points. That would make sense. But why do you suddenly erase the 70 points you got during the regular season? And here's the other one where they are getting screwed. Why are we going to regular season rules? Why aren't we going to playoff rules? Five-on-five hockey. Why aren't we doing that?
Yeah.
Well, but there's a
shootout.
Lot
the Bruins are good at shootout.
They're not good at shootout. That doesn't hold them well. We mentioned Dallas Braden, former player, former pitcher with the Oakland A's, now with Barstool Sports. He's obviously taken the player's side in all of this. He will join us coming up next, and then we'll have a mystery guest coming up at four.
What?
I'm not breaking right now.
No.
Ryan's getting...
sounds like you are.
It sure as hell sounded like you were breaking right there.
No. We're going to go to Dallas Braden, and I'm promoting the mystery guest, and I want to warn people with the mystery guest that apparently Fourier doesn't like the way it's been going.
What do you mean?
He's changing the rules again today,
Lou. He's taking his ball and going home?
You haven't heard this?
No. I'm not going home. Listen, I feel like we've done a pretty damn good job, but I feel like it can get better so, and I think we can all get quicker with our guesses. You guys, we like to monologue and take too much time.
You know what,
it's going to be like a speed round. Yeah. To hurry up and get your questions out there.
When it ain't broke, you don't mess with it. Okay? You don't mess with it.
Unless you can improve it.
So
I'm like Bill. I'm always trying to make my team better.
So he's got a whole new set of rules for us today, and we'll deal with that coming up at 4 o'clock. Right. We actually have been, I think, a little bit better in picking the mystery guest. I think we've got it down a little bit. But apparently, from what I'm hearing from the producers, guy, I haven't heard the new system. They apparently have heard about it. They said he's really dumbing it down now. He's making
for
it
you.
So much easier. It's not for me. What are you talking about?
Glenn has actually guessed more of these right.
I've guessed more than anybody.
No, it has nothing to do with guessing them right. It has to do with how long he takes for a guess. Right? That's what the problem is. You hum and you take forever. Yeah. And I'm like, Glenn, what is your
answer? I got to write them all down.
That's what Tyler's for. Yeah, Tyler can write them all down.
Let Tyler write it down.
I'm doing all the legwork of writing it down. Why don't you write it down then? I created the segment.
Starting
today.
Just listen. Try to carry your own weight if that's possible.
I like Tyler writing down the questions so we can recap everything, Glenn. I'm with you. But the other day we asked 4 questions. You hadn't asked one yet.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
No, I had asked one. I didn't ask the second one yet.
You're slow.
But I have to write everything down because you guys don't do squat. I have to do everything. But anyway, we'll do the mystery guest coming up at 4 o'clock. And as I said, Fourier has changed all the rules, apparently, because he doesn't like the way it's been going. We mentioned Dallas Braden from Barstool Sports. Pitched a perfect game, one of only 19 players in Major League Baseball to pitch a perfect game. And he joins us live right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Dallas, how you doing? I hope things are well.
I'm doing about as good as we can. No baseball. It's 100 degrees. Kind of playing for the tie right now.
Hey, real quick, 100 degrees. How's that moss treating you right now? Have you shaved your head yet?
It's Loomer. I am on edge right now. I'm looking to just like accidentally run in to a chainsaw or something and be like, see, got to cut it. But the wife likes it. She calls it handlebars. That's another conversation. I'm just going to let her go.
See, I thought you were going to use the excuse of COVID-19, saying nobody will take it off. Nobody will take it off. I can't get it done. You know?
Yeah, they were talking about facial hair being a bad thing, and I'm just kind of using my baseball brain, going, no, that's another layer of defense. That's another filter. That's like having. It's like having 10 guys on the field behind me. I'm good with that.
All right, so you're never shy with your comments, and you're an ex-player, as we've already reported. So you tell us why this thing is so screwed up between the owners and the players, and we may miss out having an MLB season.
Well, I think the first place that we can really start is if there was a discrepancy in the language in the contract, and one side thought that they had the ability to come back and revisit negotiations, should fans not be a part of the game, and the other side doesn't believe that's the case, I feel like a really good starting point would have been to just kind of clarify that. Let's clear that up. So instead of going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, why don't we just figure out if we even have to come back to the negotiating table? Because if we don't have to, I'll take that 50%, please. And if we do have to, okay, well, then now it's time to revisit and figure out a way to get back on the field. But I think that would have been a great starting point, is let's figure out the language in the contract or the language in the agreement, proposal, whatever, and maybe go from there. But I don't feel like that ever happened. So you got one side thinking that they're in the right. You got the other side thinking that they're in the right. Both sides are going to dig in. You've got the leak game going on. And really what's unfortunate, it has put a target on the players' backs. And really, the only thing that I can think of as to why is because the amount of money involved in these conversations, the world scenario that we're all dealing with right now, nobody wants to hear multimillionaires and billionaires argue when 40 million American brothers and sisters are out of work.
Yep.
That becomes a tough conversation to listen to, and frankly, it's a tough conversation to have. So what I try to do is just try to give fans a little bit of perspective. And I try to remind them who this ownership group is, who these owners are, okay? So let me explain it to you like this. If you were paid to clean Slurpee machines and you were paid well, outstanding. Well, you show up to work on day 365, right? Because day 365 marks the day that you're going to get a raise. You're going to be given more responsibility. You become just that much more important to what we're doing here at 7-Eleven. No free ads. Well, you show up, and now I stick a broom in your hand, and I tell you to go sweep the parking lot. And you're looking at me going, guy, I'm your Slurpee guy. I'm not the broom parking lot guy. What's going on? And your boss says to you, yeah, no, Lou, I understand, man, but the problem is, if you clean that Slurpee machine today, you will have accrued enough time that mandates be paying you more, and you got to do more. So, Lou, appreciate you, but the cherry Coke, that's all taken care of. Get your ass out there and pick up them cigarette butts.
It's a good analogy.
What just happened? Yeah. What just happened? Well, that's what happens. That's called service time manipulation, folks. Those owners, they're going to hold you back and keep you there. Why? Not because you need a little seasoning on the backhand. Not because you need to learn how to pivot around the bag, Lou. Because you're going to cost me money, and I got to keep you down in Pawtucket kicking rocks with Rusney so I can keep my pocketbook fat.
And Dallas,
getting home,
see,
right,
you're hitting on it because, you know, I was getting all pissed off earlier. Because this is like a trust thing. And an organization that's close to you, Oakland, what that guy's doing, refusing to pay his minor leaguers $400 a month, would only cost him $1.2, is disgusting. To me, I agree. Nobody wants to hear this stuff publicly. But it is amazing to me that everybody seems to be crushing the players. And no one's looking at the owners sitting there saying, okay, you got to prove it. Like, you, man, you're trying to take 78% of pay here from some of these guys. You've got to kind of prove it, don't you? And they're just like, ah, trust us. We're losing a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's like open up the books. I mean, we all understand how business works, right? Every group, look, your favorite mom and pop restaurant, they got two books. One that Uncle Sam gets to see and one that they keep track of, right? We all know that. Well, I'm going to need to see a book, and I'm going to need to see a book that's got some sort of substance to it. Something like, maybe if you just write integrity on the book, I'll believe you. But I don't even know that we're there. I don't even, and that's the problem, is every step of the way has been about securing funds for themselves. And sure, in a situation like this, That's what any wise business person would do, right? But again, let's remember, if you, the 7-Eleven Slurpee cleaner, and the guy who owns the 7-Eleven are in line to take a hit, who do you think is more positioned or better positioned to take that hit? Probably not the guy cleaning the Slurpee machine. I'm going to go with the guy who owns it.
No, Dallas, there's I do feel like there's this feel like something's missing in all this, and maybe I haven't seen it because I've been looking. I've been looking for, because I know a lot of other sports, the stars of that sport are pretty vocal. There's somebody that comes out, or multiple guys, especially if it's the NFL, and they're at least trying to bring some clarity. And I'm not talking about Blake Snell playing Fortnite, you know, bitching about whether or not he's going to come back. I mean, do you feel like the players could maybe help the situation if they get in front of it and say something, and not just, and I don't even know who that would be, because I feel like the stars need to speak out, and I haven't heard anyone say anything.
This was my idea, and I haven't said it publicly. I've said this in my circles here, but I'll give it to you right now. If the players right now, based on what's going on in the minor leagues and what we're going to see as these chips continue to fall and organizations kind of fall in line behind Oakland, what if the players, all aside, decided to take up a collective to take care of their minor league cohorts, right? Well, I'm going to take care of these guys because, look, we've got the owners trying to railroad us right now, and we understand what's going on there, and we are in a little bit better position than a lot of people in America. And the folks who are trying to get to where we are, the minor leaguers, they're getting absolutely shafted. Could you imagine what the optics would be like if Major League Baseball players, faced with a 70-plus percent pay cut, were taking money that they're not earning right now out of their own pocket and giving it to their own in the face of the owners doing what they're doing?
I thought some guys had, Dallas. I thought some guys had. I thought some Major League players had already handed money to some of the minor leaguers.
Yeah, he gave $1,000 to 191 minor leaguers or whatever it was. So you're talking about a guy breaking off change? One guy. One guy. Now imagine if five guys on that team did that for everybody in that organization. Now take it up to 10 guys, you know? So, and again, I'm not asking the guys who have spent 2 months in the minor leagues, or excuse me, 2 months in the big leagues in August and September to write a $20,000 check. Absolutely not. You can't expect that from those guys. But how we can take care of our own, I think, or kind of flipping the script and changing the optics would, I think, something along those lines.
You said it right. Nobody wants to hear it out there in the public, and both sides are probably, and the owners played the players a little bit, leaking stuff out, making them look bad. And then you've got Blake Snell and others who have opened their mouth, and they made the players look bad. Nobody wants to hear that right now. So you tell me, how are we going to get this thing resolved? Because neither side trusts the other side, all right? So you can open the books all you want. You already saw it. What book is it, book one or book two? And you got about 2 weeks to get it back together, or your sport is screwed.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm not really following where the players instill a lack of trust in the ownership, because the players are the ones who said 50%. Ooh, that's kind of tough, but you know what? Sounds fair. All things considered, sounds fair. We'll do it.
Well, the players are saying the conditions have changed, right? They're saying the conditions have changed.
Well, that leads me back to the original point. If you truly believe the conditions have changed, and I truly believe the conditions are the same, then we need somebody, not you and not me, to iron this out for us. Kind of like when you decide that I'm only going to make $2 million, and I say, F you, I want $4 million. What do? We don't play rock, paper, scissors until one of us quits. We go to an independent arbiter, and they settle that, effectively removing you and me from the equation so that we can keep this ball rolling. That never happened, though.
Okay, and let's say, because I think some of what you're saying is correct, let's say the owners are not going to give them the true books, and they're going to hide behind and say, hey, we don't have a cap. We don't have any type of revenue that works with the league. We're a private company. I'm not going to show you the books. I'm just telling you right now, our business sucks. We're in serious trouble. So you go through 2 weeks of this where everybody screams at each side, and you already said it. Most of the fans are going to support the owners or the anti-player. What happens 2 weeks from now when you've got nowhere and you're in jeopardy of losing an entire season?
The millionaires that everybody hates are going to play the only card they have left to play, which is that leverage card I talked about earlier. They have worked a lifetime to get themselves in a position of leverage. Should a storm like this be on the horizon, They have put themselves, due to hard work, sacrifice, and dedication over a lifetime in this game, they have put themselves in a position so when the shady owners don't want to open up the books and want to turn the public and the entire sport against the player, they have the resources to weather this storm.
So they walk.
Can say,
they say no.
Oh, well, there's no walking. I'm sitting down waiting. I'm not walking anywhere. Mm. I'm just sitting down waiting.
And what happens when the public sits there and because of what they're dealing with right now, sit there and say, you got to be bleeping me. So I lost. I'm on furlough. I lost my job. And these Major League Baseball players are not willing to go back there. Trout's not willing to go back to work for $7 million. Give me a break.
Yeah, and the response to that would be, and this is where a player can't say this. And this is where, as fired up as I am right now, I would beg that individual who's been furloughed, and it's going to be a tough exercise, especially right now, because there's going to be a moment of reflection that has to occur and a moment of honesty that has to occur.
Dallas, good.
And if the individual who's been furloughed is comparing himself and what he does to what Mike Trout does and is capable of, then we have a problem.
Right.
And I don't know that I can rationalize with you if you don't understand the difference in those two things. I had an individual tell me, so you think the guy who's stalking the bread aisle shouldn't be compensated during this time, blah, 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 blah. And I said, absolutely not. But let me ask you to send me a picture of you in your box seats on the bread aisle while he's restocking the wheat and the bagels. And then I'll be able to have, oh, that's not happening. Why isn't it happening? Because that guy doesn't get paid $4 million to restock the bagels. Now, you can get mad at me for him not getting paid that money. You can get mad at whoever you want for him not getting paid that money. But I don't control that, and you don't control that either. And that's the way the world works. So, again, you want to get mad at Blake Snell for having put himself in a position for when shady business arises. He actually has the resources to say, I don't have to succumb to this 70% pay cut doing what I would do. Wait this out.
He does not.
Hey, right. Dallas, real quick, before I let you go, I was just curious because his name comes up a lot. I'm curious about the whole PR spin that Alex Rodriguez's career has taken on right now. Are you falling in love with Alex the more you see him and Jenny and everybody?
He wants to be an owner. That's what he wants.
But you're close with Alex. That's... You guys are tight.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, just, yeah. You kidding me? Sweet Lou. Oh, my God. I don't know if you have enough bleeps or filters on this damn broadcast right now to get a response from me out of that. It's
we have buttons. That's okay.
It is what it is. You know exactly what it is. Exactly. Your boy, I mean, what's unfortunate is it's like a guy like me and a guy like him, like I still, look, I'm still Dallas from the block. I used to have a little, now I have a lot. But no matter where I go, I know where I came from. And I don't know that Alex has that same tune playing.
He wants to be an owner. That's what he wants.
It's a good line.
Yeah, he's playing the owner game.
You always want even leads versus odd leads.
Dallas, good stuff. Dallas. Great talking to you. Hopefully the next time we talk to you, they'll actually be playing baseball and we can talk some baseball. But we appreciate it, man. Stay well.
No problem, Dallas. Boys. Take it easy.
Later, Dallas. Appreciate it.
Dallas Braden right here on the Harbor One Hotline.
Man, I was hoping for some F-bombs.
He came close.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Alex, they don't like each other, huh?
Alex walked across the dirt when he was pitching.
The text line is very angry with Dallas Braden right now.
Yeah, I know. Probably, I would imagine. But he walked across the dirt, and Dallas told him, because the players don't walk across the dirt over the mound. They walk run around the mound. Yeah. He ran right over the mound. Dallas was pitching and had some words with him. Next thing you know, it was a little bit of a brouhaha.
Did you notice that? Because we didn't talk that much about the golf tournament with you yesterday. Did you notice that Alex came on the broadcast during the golf tournament, and what does he do? He puts together like an auction prize that has everything to do with J-Lo, nothing to do with him.
Major League Baseball.
Why did we put her on? Why did we need him
Dallas
to do that?
Dallas
right?
isn't a big fan.
So my wife gave me this great package that we can auction off. All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Everybody applaud me on Twitter. Yeah.
It's OMF on WEEI.
So I'm on furlough, I lost my job, and these Major League Baseball players are not willing to go back there. Trout's not willing to go back to work for $7 million. Give me a break.
Yeah, and the response to that would be, and this is where a player can't say this, and this is where, as fired up as I am right now, I would beg that individual who's been furloughed, and it's going to be a tough exercise, especially right now, because there's going to be a moment of reflection that has to occur and a moment of honesty that has to occur.
Dallas, good.
And if the individual who's been furloughed is comparing himself and what he does to what Mike Trout does and is capable of, then we have a problem.
Guy in a slurping machine.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I've never wanted a slurpee so bad in my life.
Yeah,
that slurpee wasn't really a great analogy, though.
No, it was just a funny delivery.
That's what it was, yeah. Because he originally said you can't compare him to the regular guy.
Right.
And then suddenly
then he compares him to a regular guy.
So Dallas Braden was with us in the last segment. He was talking about we can't compare him between, the normal person in professional sports. And the next thing you know, what is he doing? He's doing exactly that. So I don't know. Listen, he's a former player. And I understand that former players, like Lou, they're going to be supportive of the players. I get it. It's understandable. And the problem is that if they don't come to a conclusion here in the next 2 weeks, there's going to be no baseball. And the ramifications down the road are going to be immense, because they're going to get upended this summer by the NBA. And then next year, the NBA is going to move their calendar to basically compete with Major League Baseball, with young demos and an intent TV audience, and it's going to do them in. Yeah. They're crazy if they don't come back in two weeks.
I think, and obviously Dallas, gets into it, passionate about it and all. But I think that, like, he was kind of like me. He spent some time in the minor leagues, and what that life is like. And, how you're treated by these guys, by the teams, And then you finally get to the big leagues, and you see a guy like, Devers have the year he has, and he just renews him. They don't give him a bump. They just pay him the same salary they did the year before because they can. Same thing with Trout. Same thing with Mookie. And then you kind of finally get him, and you hit free agency. And, everybody thinks everyone makes $35 million. Again, 65% of the league make under $1 million. And then when you get there, you start to have, a little control because of the way you play the game. So it's one of these things that's always in the back of your minds. You screwed me in the minor leagues. You screwed me in, first year in the league. You tried to screw me in arbitration. You kind of just always have that feeling of they're trying to screw me all the time. And then when things go bad, they want you to help them out.
No, I get
that's
it.
All.
No,
I and get it's it. Like, I don't, you know, whatever. Sorry.
I mean, look at Christian. Christian ends up going in the draft, high in the draft. Then he gets a bonus. He signs with the team, and he's making really good money, right? You know, pretty good money out of the gate when you consider, you know, what you were making before that. Major League Baseball, you go into the minor leagues, you could be a fairly high draft pick, especially in the old days. It's a little better now, though. This year's going to be, the guy's going to get screwed. But they don't
those
make
first
much
round
money.
Picks.
They
Hold
go
on, wait,
on buses.
Those, I know, but that's their lifestyle. But those first picks, that first round, they're not.
No,
they're
the first
paid.
Round makes they
make
cash.
A lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
Let's not act like it's they have too many rounds in
no,
baseball.
No, that's the
that's
thing.
The
you have 40 rounds because you have more baseball. You have just minor league system, so you got to put guys out there. But you got a guy that you know. Hell, I was in the 10th round. They gave me like $7,500. And then for probably four years in the minor leagues, I made anywhere from $6,000 to, I don't know, about $8,000 a year. A year.
Well, based on what they're doing right now, Lou, they may be going in the other direction. They're not giving these guys squat. Five rounds and they're not giving them anything.
Yeah.
All right, time for our mystery guest and apparently all new rules. Here we go.
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
All right, so you know the rules. Those are the old rules.
No,
we
knew
the new rules.
We
knew the old rules.
It's one bite. One bite only. But now we're changing them all.
Everything stays the same, except when we start asking questions, there will be a time limit on it. So you can't monologue, you can't posture, you can't hum about what you want to ask. It's got to be quick. It's got to be fast. We're going to up-tempo the hell out of this.
So you're doing this on purpose so that I don't continue to get the guest right.
Well,
so
yeah, and then
that.
We can yell
That's
at you for
doing.
Wasting
okay.
time. Okay, right. So if you have a
it's
question,
whatever rules
it's
you want.
Rapid fire. Okay,
whatever rules you
and
want.
Then we will have a
language.
Clock.
It's good.
All right, how much time do
two
we
minutes.
Have?
2 minutes.
All right,
who's got the clock? Who's got the clock?
No. We
got
to have the. Don't we get the?
I know. Hold on. I'm just asking who's got the clock, Ryan or Tyler? Who's
I will
it?
Have the clock.
All right.
Okay.
Go.
All right. First, we're gonna get our hint, Tyler.
And it will start right after your hint. Your hint for the mystery guest at 4 o'clock today. This person is an athlete and has appeared in many movies. 2 minutes on the clock now.
Wait, starting now? Okay, has he played in the NFL? Is he a football player?
No.
Is he a baseball player?
Is he a hockey player?
No.
Did he ever play in the pros?
No.
So he played college football? College sports?
Nope.
College sports.
Is it a movie we have seen?
Probably, yes.
Oh, so more TV or screen? Which
both,
one?
Both TV and movies.
Oh, Jesus.
Is he a wrestler?
These are yes or no questions, by the way.
Is he a wrestler?
Is he a wrestler? Yes.
Ooh. Okay, is he from Boston?
No.
Is he in the movie Ballers?
Don't believe so, no.
I was hoping it was The Rock.
Is he white? Yes.
Oh, good one. Okay. Is he old? Or is he old? Is he our age?
He's about your age.
He's about my age, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Have we seen, do we like the stuff that he's in?
I believe so, yes.
Is he a comedies?
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
Time's up.
Glenn didn't ask one question.
I'd asked numerous questions.
I didn't ask any questions.
Did anybody ask whether he was from Massachusetts? Did anybody ask that question?
I asked if he was from Boston.
And what would you say?
No.
When we say Boston, we mean the entire...
He's not from here, no.
Okay. Yeah, when we say Boston, we mean Massachusetts.
40 seconds. 40 seconds left.
Oh, we still have 40 seconds left?
Why'd you blow the horn?
That's plenty of questions.
You blew the horn. We still have 40 seconds
Don't
left.
Down
horn.
To 30.
What, are we changing
30.
The rules in the middle of the game today?
No, that's Ryan changing the rules.
So you said he wasn't a college football player.
25. No, not a football player. 22.
College 21. Basketball player.
Nope.
College baseball player.
Nope.
College
was he a crappy? Was he? Was
hockey
he a,
player.
Is, nope. Is he a better actor than he is an athlete?
Yes.
So he's a crappy athlete.
Is he a
so
golfer?
He really...
we already said he was a wrestler.
Five seconds.
Would his movies appeal to Glenn? Or
is he alive
three.
Today?
Yes.
Is he alive?
Two.
He's alive. There you
one.
Go.
Question's Wait. Done. That is your 2 minutes.
You have to be alive.
Is he alive?
Or Brannigan's not joining us. It was
a joke. I don't know if I like this
chaos.
Now I wrote nothing down. Right, I have no idea what
break.
The questions
we
are.
We got a break.
How are we going to tell the audience guess. What the questions were? All right, so I guess we'll meet the mystery guest. We'll do it next. Here we go.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.